Well, you know all about the football game this Saturday against BYU being homecoming, but it's not the only sport that is at home. Volleyball going up against UCF on Friday night, and at the same time over at Corbett Stadium, the men's soccer team hosting SMU. Mustangs ranked top five in the country, just had their first setback, but it was a draw against UCF, a result which, by the way, knocked UCF into the top five in some polls, so this is going to be some intense battle. SMU, a team that has regained the services of Garrett McLaughlin, and he has been tremendous for them all year long. He's not alone, obviously, but he's a big part of their offense. Basically had a very rare injury last year that sapped him essentially of all of his strength. He tried to play a little bit, but just was not effective, and has come out charging this season. 9 goals, 2 assists. They also have Eddie Munjama, who is just very dangerous. 6 goals and 6 assists. And they are 9-0-1. They've outscored their opponents a total of 34-6. Mind you, 3 of those 6 came in one half of action just the other night against UCF in that 3-3 game. This should be some wild one. Wanted to talk to Bob Uthorn about it. And if you missed yesterday's show, I kind of gave my spiel on how intriguing the circumstances were that prevented the Bulls from being 2-0 in the conference. For now, anyway, they were 96 seconds away from an official 70-minute victory. They were leading 2-1 at Tulsa when play was suspended and the game again called a no contest because they couldn't resume due to the lightning in the area, and they will have to make it up at some point. Now, the one thing I did want to confirm, and if you want to hear my whole take on it, you can go to our Unlimited Unloaded page where you can catch the shows on replay. That's on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Just type USF, you'll find it. But the one thing I wanted to confirm was the decision being made by the Tulsa people. If it was an official's decision, one of the referees, I wanted to correct that. Nope, I was right. Basically, the folks that are at the home venue decide when the lightning is in the area, when to call the match. So I'll repeat the one question that I had, and then I'll move on to the interviews. And that question being, if Tulsa was the team that was ahead 2-1, not USF, would they have gone ahead and tried to squeeze those last 96 seconds in before deciding, hey, the lightning's closing in, we got to stop the game? I just would love to know the honest answer to that question. But either way, the Bulls will have to make up that game. And the one thing it did do is prevent Adrian Bilhart's first goal in 2 seasons from actually counting, even though he scored. But most of the time spent with Bob Uthorn talking about what's coming up this Friday night.
Got a somewhat important game coming up this Friday. I know the opponent has your attention. What makes SMU so strong this year in particular?
Well, last year they had a pretty good season as well. They've had a pretty successful schedule. Obviously, you go 9-0-1, I think it is. They're feeling pretty confident. But it's great for our conference. I mean, Kevin does a good job with his kids, and overall, he's been pretty successful the last few years. And we know the pedigree of SMU in general, so it's a good matchup, as always has been, and just happens to be at our place on Friday night this year, so we're pretty excited about that.
Just happens to be on homecoming as well. Do you anticipate
right.
a big crowd and all that sort?
Oh, we hope. I mean, that's going to be something we encourage them to come out. We got our alums coming, but in general, I think the more we get these type of games here and especially when both teams are doing well, it's going to be a good game to watch. So we just encourage everybody to come out and have a good time and tailgate and all the things that go along with it.
I know it's not quote-unquote an official goal, but Adrian scored.
Yeah.
So was that kind of good to get off his head?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, you know how sometimes goal scoring is a mental as much as it is physically and also just tactically. So I think for Adrian, I think he's been in the right spots. He's had good looks, and he's been feeling really comfortable around the goal. It just hasn't gone in. So for him to score was pretty exciting, and now it's, you know, just for him to just kind of feel that comfort around the goal, and I think more will come.
Looking at the schedule, you guys don't exactly have an easy spot to fill in that game. Have you gotten an update on what's going to happen?
We're getting there, but we're just waiting to hear from the conference and see what they say. You know, it was unfortunate Mother Nature played a role, but, you know, that's what you have to deal with. So we'll figure it out when they tell us to go, when we go, and what we do, then we'll do it. Honestly, I think it's all about their mentality. They came in with a really good mentality as a group and embraced kind of the things we've been doing and the team we want to be, and it's kind of the fruition of all those things is, you know, come true, and then the byproduct just happens to be winning. But it's a classy bunch of guys that they work pretty hard, and you know, we all have our faults and things you need to work on, but right now I think we're feeling pretty good about what we do and how we do it. I think we need to raise our level in some aspects defensively and score more goals. So those are things that are the strongest of the emphases. We don't really look at too much of last year's opponent. Maybe watch a little bit of their players maybe from last year just to see if there's any tendencies. But they're a different team this year, and they're put together pretty well. They play the same formation. And, you know, like, I don't know if you watched the Wild game between them and UCF. It was a good college soccer game in the second half. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that I'd want to coach in that game, but they were definitely with some fun soccer and enjoyable to watch. So I expect that what we'll learn from SMU will be through all the stuff we've watched, and then we're just going to have to really be pretty sharp when we play them and solving what they do and hopefully figure it out and getting a win.
What happened to McLaughlin, and does he look like a different player? He obviously he's got a new lease on soccer, as it were, and he's just killing it this year.
Yeah, I think he is. I like him as a person and as a player. He last year I went over to him after the game and just kind of said, look, just keep your head up and keep working, because he's a good player for our conference, and he's just a good representative for SMU. So I'm glad to see him do well. I don't want to see him do well on Friday night, but I'm glad to see him do well, not only for the conference but just for himself. And we look to defend him in the right way and hopefully not make him too effective.
Now, I got to say, right before we spoke, and this is something you can see on my Twitter page, it was a video that I felt compelled to roll tape on. It was a couple of members of the Bulls being carried like wheelbarrows, and the players who were the wheelbarrows were goalkeeper Cooper Blay, a freshman, along with Jonathan Rosales, one of the captains on the team. So I asked Coach Budhorn, what was that about? Was that a punishment? Because it looked like they were lining up to do a drill and that there would be more drills to follow. And nope, that was it. It was a wheelbarrow race. It turns out those two guys kind of have a fun relationship where anytime they're late for something, they mess something up, they make a mistake, they actually have a punishment wheel. And they spun the wheel, and that's what it landed on. So that explains that whole thing. Now, we talked to a couple members of the defense. They've played three in the back basically all year long, centered by Javane Brown. And to his left, Salvatore Mazzaferro. Now, he's from Canada, but he has a very Italian-looking name. So that's why at the beginning of this interview, I wanted to make sure he pronounced his name so I have license to say it this way the rest of the season. So a minute and a half or so with Sal, and then after that, Javane Brown also... you'll hear the voice of Nolan from the Oracle, who knows more about soccer than I do, asking some questions also here. A couple members of the standout Bulls defense.
Salvatore and Mazzaferro.
Hey, you've been playing right from the beginning. Were you immediately comfortable, because it looked like it, playing as a freshman, 90 minutes?
I mean, when you have a great team like this, I fit right in. They welcome me right off the bat. And, yeah, I just fit in like a glove right in the beginning, and I was glad.
What has it been like working with Javane and Marcus? It looks like a team that was made, a long time ago.
Yeah, me, Javane, and Marcus, we have a good friendship on the field and off the field. We really click together, and honestly, it shows on the field. So
he's got himself a couple of goals. Is he trying to get you a few headed goals in?
No, right now I stay back. I hold the fort, so I tell him get the goals, and then we'll celebrate later.
Did you see that he was going to provide that part aspect for the team this year?
Oh, yes, for sure. In training, I see him, how aggressive he is in the attacking half when he goes up for corners, and it was only a matter of time.
What do you see in this opponent? You guys have played a good schedule, but SMU is the highest ranked team.
Yes, for sure. We have to bring our A game 100%, and Coach Bob's already told us we're getting prepared now, and I think we're actually up for the test, so should get a good result.
All right, you guys have gone up against some good offensive teams this year. It looks like SMU might be the best one. What do you think about them?
We just have to go in the game, think positive, because, defensively we're strong, and I don't know much about them, and I don't want to know much about them, just on the day who plays better, Yeah, I mean, it's a good relationship on and off the field, as our others told him. Like, it's not just on the field. We got to have a relationship off the field. We got to discuss things. We're going to have disagreements, but what we do after we have our disagreements, we come together and we talk about it and we solve it.
I have a feeling I'll get out to another practice before Friday night's game, which you'll hear live here on USF Bulls Unlimited. The women are off this week, but I'll try and sneak my way over to one of their practices. I was able to do so with women's basketball on Tuesday. Wanted to say hi to Bridget Miranda. She came out to her first practice, and we, I think, agree on a couple of players that are going to make impacts on this team. Might want to go ahead and definitely don't pencil anyone into the starting lineup, but a player that in my analysis yesterday I mentioned, but I'm starting to get the vibe that she could be a starter, and that is Kristina Brabankova, the 6-footer from the Czech Republic. And also didn't mention yesterday, and It was an omission, not on purpose. Mihaila Lasica, and I've talked about her before, but deceptively quick, they ran a drill where basically a player got a rebound and had to dribble, you know, with the ball and score on a fast break while two players started a few feet behind and tried to catch up, and there was no catching up to her. I mean, she's quick. Maria Alvarez is quick. This is a great group of freshmen. And I'm certainly not going to give away any offensive sets or any sort of strategy session, but one thing that's really I wanted to relay, Jose Fernandez stressed before practice, and well, he's right on the money. And the players definitely got the message and get the message, I think. They're 10 deep right now, and even with some players hurt, they're 10 deep right now. So what is going to decide who gets those minutes? Easy. How you practice. And they've been practicing well. Really worth getting excited about. Speaking of talented USF women's basketball players, Courtney Williams, the former Bull, leads the Connecticut Sun last night to a Game 5 decider. That'll be the WNBA championship on Thursday. And while we're mentioning it, how about other teams forcing a deciding Game 5 on Thursday? Way to go, Tampa Bay Rays. It actually does impact us from a broadcast standpoint because the football coaches show on Thursday night on the radio side would have been on WDAE instead. It'll be on 1250 AM WHNZ because WDAE will be carrying a decisive ALDS. And naturally, you can hear the whole thing live right here on USF Bulls Unlimited. That's going to do it for this show. Thank you for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.